This is hard to explain. You know, you said the 10th was in front of the 11th, so who's in front of him?
9.
Okay, and then?
8. Mm-hmm. So, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Only instead of saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you want to put the TH forms on the end. You know, the 9th and the 8th and then the...
9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st.
That gets them. Okay, and would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
I think you skipped one. What's after April?
May.
You might have said it, but I might just have missed it. And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other name for Sunday? People might say, keep holy the something day. You know the word Sabbath?
And that for Jews or something like that.
What is the Sabbath? What day is that?
I've never heard of that.
Okay. All right. If something happened just one time, you'd say that happened...
Once.
All right. And if it happened two times, it happened...
Twice.
Okay. That takes care of all the numbers, I think. All right. If you met somebody in the early part of the day, what would you say to greet them?
Good morning.
Okay. And how long would you say good morning?
To 12.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say after 12?
Good afternoon.
Until what time?
6.
And then what would you say?
Good night.
Okay.
Like I'm going to sleep.
Okay. What if you were just greeting them after 6 o'clock? What would you say?
Hello. How are you doing? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the time of day between 6 o'clock and the time you go to bed?
Nighttime.
Would you ever say evening for anything?
Sometime, I guess.
What time is that?
I guess about 8 to 11, I guess, evening.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say good evening?
Yeah, on the phone or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds kind of formal to me. I don't know if I'd ever say that to anybody. What do you say usually when you're leaving somebody?
Goodbye.
Anything else? You ever say good day? Okay. And then, now you said if you're going to sleep, you'd say good night. Would you ever say good night if you were just meeting somebody? Okay. Then, if you had to get up very early, and it was before the sun came up, you'd say, I had to get up before
sunrise.
And if you had to work until the sun went down, you'd say, I worked until
dusk to dawn. Dawn to dusk.
All right. Now, is there, in terms of the sun going down, is there another way of saying that other than dusk? You said sunrise for the sun coming up. How about the sun going
down? Sundown.
Okay. Then, talking about the sun coming up again, you would say at whatever time it was, 7 a.m. this morning, the sun
rose.
And tomorrow the sun will
go down.
Meaning coming up, the sun will
rise.
And the sun has
rose.
Okay. And today is, what is today? Wednesday? Okay. So, is that right? It's Wednesday?
Yes.
So, Tuesday was?
Yesterday.
And Thursday is?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came to see you, not this last Sunday, but the Sunday a week earlier than that, you'd say he came?
Sunday after last.
Okay. And suppose he's coming not next Sunday, but the Sunday a week beyond that. He's coming when?
Sunday week.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. And suppose somebody is staying at your house from about the 1st of the month to about the 15th of the month. How long is he staying?
2 weeks.
Do you know any other way of saying that? Did you ever hear the word fortnight? Okay. I wouldn't expect you to. A lot of these things are, older people would know them, or people out in the country would know them, and one of the things we're studying is what words people in the city know and young people know and that kind of thing. If you wanted to know the time of the day, what would you ask somebody?
Do you have the time?
Okay, and so he'd look at his?
Watch.
And if it were midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, what time would he say it was?